And we're back with Kevin Swanson from the DNR, Management Specialist for Bear, Wolves, and Cougars. And we're going to get into this very significant news about wolves in just a second, but let's finish our bear talk first here. I want to talk about chocolate quickly, and I'm surprised that there is as much contention about this rule change, but there is actually, right? Now that chocolate has been banned in the Upper Peninsula?
Yeah, there always is, and it'll be a statewide ban, a complete ban on chocolate and cocoa derivatives as used in bear bait. And the reason for that is there's just a potential to harm wildlife, and it's not just about black bears. And, you know, I've been surprised, too. I got a number of nasty emails from people today, you know, complaining about this ban on chocolate. But when you look at the facts and the big picture here, it does kill bear, it can kill bear and other non-target wildlife species from like black-capped chickadees, blue jays, all the way down to field mice. So chocolate can be toxic to wildlife, so why would we continue to use chocolate when there are so many other baits available? You know, granola, bakery products, only about 19% of our hunters use chocolate, so it's not a big deal to ban it, in my view, and we're going to save wildlife species by doing that. If it's toxic, then why would we use it? So we, fortunately, the NRC voted for that ban yesterday and approved that along with the director. So in the future, we will not be able to use chocolate here in the UP or the Northern Lower Peninsula for bait. But I'm going to call each of these people back that have sent the emails and try to explain that to them. Maybe they don't have a clear understanding. You know, a lot of people just think we're doing additional regulations for no reason, and that's not the case at all.
Well, let's talk about the barrel issue.
Yeah, the barrels and earlier baiting were pushed by some of our clubs that we have great relationships with, but we respectfully disagreed with that. So there weren't any biologists or LED staff in favor of baiting earlier in Michigan for black bear or using barrels on public land. That's going to lead to a litter issue. It's going to lead to more territoriality between hunters if you allow people to set barrels on public land, and these would be steel barrels, and you have to assume that most people, there's some lazy people out there that are going to take a four-wheeler to set those barrels, so they're going to be driving four-wheelers into the woods to set the barrels, which is going to cause other issues for LED or law enforcement division, and it's just, we don't need barrels on public land in Michigan, so we are not in favor of that, and fortunately the NRC and our director backed us on that.
Okay, let's switch over and talk about the wolf issue with the Endangered Species Act. There has been a significant change at the federal court level with regard to the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, and there's many things going on here. There's a House bill in the Congress, the U.S. Congress, I think it's H.R. 424, that would remove wolves from the endangered species list in Wyoming and in the Great Lakes states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So you've got that effort ongoing, and no decisions made there, no vote. But then you've got also the appeal by the state. So the states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota filed an appeal. Minnesota filed an amicus brief. So those our three states are together in that appeal. But then Wyoming, they did it on their own. So they filed a separate appeal, and oral arguments for their appeal were heard during the month of September. And last Friday, the Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in Wyoming's favor, in the favor of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, to remove wolves from the endangered species list in Wyoming. So because our attorney, our assistant attorney general, Nate Gamble, who represented Michigan, and the federal attorney who represented U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, used the same arguments, of course, in Michigan and the Great Lakes states as they did in Wyoming. So you would assume that's going to bode well for us. We haven't heard a decision about the Great Lakes states yet, but you would think within the next few months we would hear a decision, and hopefully, I'm hopeful that wolves will be removed from the list of endangered species. They have fully recovered in the Great Lakes states by any scientific definition of the word recovered, and we would be privileged to have the authority to manage them once again in Michigan, manage them sustainably. We're glad that they're here. We're glad that they made a recovery and came back to the state, but it's time to manage them again like we do with other very important game species like black bear, which we're talking about today.
Kevin Swanson, Management Specialist for Bear, Wolves, and Cougars in the state of Michigan, and I appreciate your time today in explaining all of this.
Thank you, Adam.
And we'll see if this decision about Wyoming bodes well for the rest of us in the Great Lakes to bring management of gray wolves back to the state level.
Fingers crossed, yep.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.